I think in a ball game they could do much better than that. Amen? I said in a ball game you could do better than that when you have a touchdown. Amen? Praise ye the Lord! When the walls of Jericho were about to fall down, there was a lot of yelling. Amen? How many of some walls are like they like the Lord to pull down today? You have a few challenges that you're looking up to the Lord for, and you like those walls to crumble down. So help me, somebody, to welcome His Excellency, the God of gods and the King of kings, the Ancient of Days, the I Am that I Am. Oh, come on, help me, somebody, with the first and the last, the Amen of God, the one who says yes and nobody can say no, the one who calls things that are as though they were, the one who said, "You son, stand out still," and it was so. He commanded the ordinances of heaven, and up to today they are still standing. He said, "You see, here is your place, and don't go no further." And he stood fast. Praise ye the Lord. So let's give him a standing ovation, if you can stand up, to the Lord who saved you. Hallelujah. Give him a standing ovation. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. To your Savior, to your healer, to your deliverer. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. To the one who is, who was, and who is to come. Our soon returning King. Blessed be His name. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's just give Him a wave offering. Thank you, Jesus, for such a time as this, that you afford us to come into your presence. Thank you for the opportunity because of the blood that speaks for us. The blood, not of goats, not rams, but the blood of God Himself in His Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you. Father, Lord, as we approach the word this morning, break down, Lord, the bread of life to us as you broke it by the sea, in the name of Jesus. Fill our cups, Lord. We lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting in our soul. Be thou lifted up. Let every man decrease, Lord. Let the preacher today decrease to nothingness, Lord. And be thou lifted up, O Lord. Because you said, when I am lifted up, I will draw all men to me. So, Father, Lord, this morning, let us be as the brethren on the road to Emmaus. As He broke the word, said, didn't our hearts prick within us that that was Jesus? So let it be today in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, Lord. Our great God, Elohim, Jehovah Shammah, the Lord who is always there. Be with us this day, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Oh, man, I love those kids. Hallelujah. I want to hear from my kids. Woo! Praise ye the Lord. Let me hear it. Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, it sounds like music in my ears. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. You going to help me too, sweetie? Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I love that sound. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. The title of my message today is simple. It's titled, Moses Wrote of Me. Moses Wrote of Me. That's from John chapter 5, verse 46. Jesus was having a conversation with the Pharisees of his days, and they went back and forth. He said, but you are not yet 50 years old. Have you met Abraham? He said, if you believe Abraham, you would have believed me. Because why? Moses wrote of me. Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and forevermore. Jehovah of the Old Testament is Jesus of the New. Praise the Lord. Moses was talking about Jesus. In Exodus chapter 3, verse 7, the children, I'm just going to go through a little short prelude. The children of Israel were in bondage for so many years, and they were crying, and they cried out for help for their deliverer. And their cries came up to the Lord. And it says here, and the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters. For I know their sorrows. The Lord is saying to us today, He knows the challenges you are going through. Your cry has reached up to the high heavens. You will not come here and go out the same in the name of Jesus. I say you will not come here and go out the same in the name of Jesus. Because we serve a God, when He says yes, nobody can say no. Amen. Now, in Exodus chapter 10, I'm going to chapter 12, is where I'm at, but this is a prelude. In Exodus chapter 10, verse 20 through 29, basically Moses had started working miracles, showing wonders to Pharaoh, but the Lord did some. He kept hardening Pharaoh's situation, kept hardening his mind, and he didn't let his people go. Amen. Are you in a situation when it's such that it's just getting darker, and the more you pray, it's getting darker, and it's getting darker and darker, and you say, wow, what is going on? Your deliverance is coming. Your deliverer is on the way. Don't you give up. Don't you give in. Don't you back down. You just keep on keeping on. Amen. Now, Pharaoh was so full of himself, Exodus chapter 10, verse 20 through 29. Pharaoh was so confident. You know, Pharaoh was regarded as a god in those days. Verse 20. But the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart so that he would not let the people of Israel go. And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch out thy hand towards heaven, that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, even darkness which may be felt. This was not ordinary darkness. Do you know that? This was not like darkness as in the night. How do I know? It was so thick. It's in verse 23, he said, they saw not one another, neither rose anyone from his place for 3 days. It was such darkness they could feel it. But all the children of Israel had light in their villages. There was darkness in Egypt, but there was light in Goshen. And this was not darkness as in darkness of the night. It was so thick, they couldn't see one another. In the dark, you could see, but this one was different. How can you imagine such a miracle that there was just a line cut around the children of Israel, and there was light, and you come over here, it was darkness. The Lord will not harden your heart to His word. In the name of Jesus, you young ones that are here, as we preach this word to you, your heart will begin to melt in the name of Jesus. He will give you the heart of flesh, tenderness towards the things of the kingdom in the name of Jesus Christ. Because when the Lord hardens a man's heart, there's nothing you can do about it. He's headed for destruction. But that's not your portion in Jesus' name. Neither will it be my portion in Jesus' name. Can somebody say amen? Hallelujah. In verse chapter 11, verse 2 and 3, the Lord made sure that everything that the devil through Pharaoh had stolen from the children of Israel, he gave it up. Do you know that? They gave it up. In Leviticus, I think it is, when you hire a servant to work for you, it is imperative on you to pay them. In fact, the scripture says you shouldn't hold their wages overnight. Do you know that? In I think it's Leviticus, chapter 19, verse 13. For brevity of time, I'm not going to read it. Leviticus chapter, you shouldn't even hold their wages. Not only did they hold the wages of the Israelites, they didn't even pay them. And they put more burden upon them. But when the deliverer came, praise ye the Lord. When the Lord arose as a man, as a giant, waking up from his slumber, it was a different story. Praise ye the Lord. And it will be a different story for you in the name of Jesus. I say it will be a different story for you in the name of Jesus. There's a different anointing for every service. This is hour of deliverance for some people. Praise ye. Maybe you have been praying. It looks like dark and darker and darker and darker. But your deliverer is coming. Don't you give up. In verse 11, 2 and 3, all unpaid wages, including interest, was paid to the children of Israel. Chapter 11, verse 23. And verse 3. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Moreover, the man Moses was very great in the land of Egypt, in the sight of Pharaoh's servants, and in the sight of the people. Verse 4. And Moses said, thus saith the Lord, about midnight I will go into the midst of Egypt. There's a mistake Pharaoh made after the ninth plague. He thought he had Israel by the neck. He told Moses, he said, listen, the next time you see my face, you're dead. That's what he told him. The Bible says to you and to me, no weapon fashioned against you will see the light of day. Somebody say amen. Every tongue that rise up against you in judgment, they'll be condemned. So guess what happened to Pharaoh? He said, Moses, if you see my face anymore, you are dead. This was in verse 28 of Exodus chapter 10. He said, get thee from me. Take it to thyself. See my face no more. For in that day that thou seest my face, thou shalt die. Moses, verse 29, 10, 29 said, and Moses said, thus hast thou spoken well. I will see thy face no more. Whereas there was blindness to the Egyptians, there was light. Amen? Now what happened? All of us know the story. You've seen the movie, Ten Commandments. The ransom redeemed of the Lord walked through the Red Sea as by dry land. Praise the Lord. The impossible became possible. Never has it been said in the history, in the annals of man, that water defied gravity. Amen? Water defied gravity, and water heaped up on the right and on the left, that the ransom redeemed of the Lord may pass through. Praise ye the Lord. There was Pharaoh behind, and was Red Sea in front. You've been in sometimes a place, the English folks say you are caught between a rock and a hard place. Israel was not caught between a rock and a hard place. They were caught between a hard place and a rock. Amen? There was Pharaoh chasing them down. And there was the Red Sea. Children, moms, dads, those that couldn't swim, they were certain they were going to drown. Amen? But the Lord worked out a miracle for the ransom redeemed of the Lord to pass through. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. I know sometimes we are in situations that overwhelm me. I've been in some situations. Maybe the doctor gave you a bad report and said this is incurable. That is the doctor's report. We shall believe the Lord's report. Is somebody with me? Whose report shall we believe? We shall believe the Lord's report. If God be for us, who can be against us? No pronouncement against the elect of God will take place without the say-so. And we know that the thought he has towards us is always good. Amen? Always good. The thought that God has towards you and me is always good. It is the devil that has come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Christ has come to give us life, and life more abundantly. Praise ye the Lord. What did Egypt do? They plundered. Israel plundered the Egyptians. They finished them. All the money, all their wealth, overnight, boom, they handed it over to the Egyptians. Every wage that they held back from Israel, that they didn't pay them for years, the Bible said, they gave it all up. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. I'm going to verse chapter 12. The first ordinance of time that God gives Israel. And Lord said, verse chapter 12, verse 1. And the Lord spake, I just gave a prelude to my message. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. In other words, things change from this time on. Whatever their calendar was, he turned it around. It was a different story. Ladies and gentlemen, the coming deliverance from Egypt was such a significant act that God told them to remake their calendar. Their new year started from that day, from that month. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. From the time the Lord redeemed them from Egypt. This was typing our soon returning King, Jesus, the first, the Passover of the Lamb. He said, verse 3, he says, speak unto all the children, congregation of Israel in the 10th month of this month, they shall to every one man a lamb, take a lamb according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house. If the house be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to their number of the souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. Now he gives conditions for this lamb, the condition the lamb should be in. Praise the Lord. He says to them, he told them on the 10th month, take this lamb. Verse 5, your lamb shall be one without blemish, a male of the first year. You shall take it out from the sheep and from the goat. And you shall keep it until the 14th day. He told them, take it on the 10th and keep it with them to the 14th day. How many days is that? 5. Amen? 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. 5 days. God was telling them. 5, the number of grace. A type of what Jesus meant to us. Can somebody say amen? As we keep going, you see what starts happening now. The lamb shall be without blemish, and you shall keep it until the 14th day. Have you ever seen a lamb or a goat taken from the herd
and you pull it away, those of us who are from Africa, and Ozewa, what happens? The lamb goes. The lamb seemed to know that my days are numbered. Is that true? There's one more thing that happened. This lamb was to come now live, stay with them, with the children of Israel. He became part of their family. Amen? Have you seen someone lose a pet? After they've loved on it, Jesus, a man of sorrow, acquainted with grief, like the lamb, acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He came down to be with us, a man of sorrow, acquainted with. He came down to be with us so that he himself could redeem us. He's able to be touched with the feelings of our infirmity. Amen? Except, the Lord didn't come to save angels. Amen? He came to save mankind, you and me. Praise ye the Lord. Moses wrote of me. We're going to look at a few scriptures. He said, keep it until the 14th day. And then in the evening, you shall kill it in the evening. Praise ye the Lord. Let's go to John chapter 12. We're going back and forth between John and Exodus chapter 12. It is interesting that this story, this first Passover, is in chapter 12. And the Lord now goes in the New Testament, in John chapter, Exodus chapter 12, in John chapter 12, we see a parallel story here. I'll start in verse 1. Just to see that God, our God, your life and my life, is not a dice. Amen? It's not a happenstance. You're not here per chance. God knows you by name. He foreknew you and wrote your name in the Lamb's Book of Life, slain before the foundation of the world. Can somebody say amen? Oh, come on, somebody. The Lord knows about you. He knows you by name, and he knows your situation. Whatever the situation is, he knows it. It's no stranger. He fails to be God if there's something else new that he's got to learn. He fails to be God. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. So, chapter 12. Listen, sometimes it amazes me. Sometimes you read the scriptures and the Lord says, 6 days before this, Jesus was here. And in my head, I'm thinking, what's the big deal? Why are they enumerating 6 days before this or 2 days before this? Has that ever gone through somebody's mind? Or is this only me? It's only me. Oh, okay, thank you very much, bro. Because it always amazes me. You can just tell the story and we get it. He was, now look, listen to this. Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. Then there they made him supper. And Martha served, but Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Then took Mary a pound of ointment. You can read the whole rest of the story. I'm going to verse 12. Listen to this. Verse 12. On the next day, he said Jesus 6 days before Passover, right? And then he goes, on the next day, what does that make it? 5 days before Passover. Come on. What happened in the book of Genesis? He says, keep that lamb for how long? 5 days. Behold, John said, John 1:29, John was baptizing and Jesus came walking. He said, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. Praise ye the Lord. Jesus was heading for the cross. He was heading for the cross 5 days
to the Passover lamb, just like it was in the book of Genesis. And this is almost 5,000 years before this thing happened. And we see, so do you see, do you get the answer to the question? He fed 6 days. He said then the following day. And then we see the lamb, Jesus Christ himself. Verse 13. Now on the next day, much people were come out to the feast when they heard Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. They took branches of palm trees and went forth to meet him and cried, Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is the king that cometh in the name of the Lord. The lamb was identified. 5 days. Amen. 5 days he was going to the cross. If you read that whole chapter, Brother John seemed to have given a concise detail of what happened to this lamb of God, Jesus, 5 days before the Passover. Jesus knows you by name. Jesus knew the Son by name. He said, he shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their name. The name of God is Jesus. Is somebody with me? The name of God is not Father. The name of God is not Son. Those are titles. The name of God is not Holy Spirit. His name is the Lord Jesus Christ. Is somebody with me? Hallelujah. Because nobody else could redeem us except the Lamb, the Lord himself, coming as a man to redeem us. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There are certain conditions this lamb in Exodus chapter 12 must have. You say this lamb, they got to check it out well. Say you should have what? No blemish. In other words, there can be no physical deformity. Everything about it must be bonito. Perfect. Is that right? It must be a male taken from the sheep or goat. And it must be killed on the 5th day in the evening. Praise the Lord. When the Lord established this covenant with the Jews, their calendar was totally changed. Amen. Then. And what happened when the Christ came on the scene? History. Everything about the world turned around when the Christ came on the scene. In fact, the word history, it says, it's a shortened form. His story. Amen? His story, that history. When Christ came on the scene, man's calendar changed. AD, BC. Before Christ, AD. And in the year of our Lord. Some people say, after the death of Christ. Praise ye the Lord. It was not after the death of Muhammad, not Hare Krishna, no Babalawo, no other God. Amen. So the calendar of man changed. And God came to give us freedom because of his blood. I get so excited about that. Because without him, I have no reason to be joyful. I have no reason to be excited. Hallelujah. And you and I, he gives us easy access. Can you imagine if he took goats and rams every year, nobody could fulfill the requirements of the law. Nobody. Especially those of us that don't have a lot of money. For everything, you go and get a goat, you go and get a ram, you get this bullock and you get that bullock. But once and for all, makes me feel like shouting. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. You know, it gives a guy like me hope. I'm serious. It gives a guy like me hope. Because it was the most dramatic way of saying everything was to change. God is ever the God of new beginnings in the history of failure. You know, somebody may look at you and say you are this, you are that, you are that. That is not God's testament concerning you. It is not God's testament, that which is written about you. Say, no, sorry. That is not me. Because I live, you shall live also. See, and behold, I make all things new. Praise ye the Lord. This singular act foretyped that with the birth of the Christ will also change man's calendar when it comes on the scene. And we see that. There's no way any human being living today will change that calendar. This year, 2017, it's called 2017 AD. It's not after Muhammad. It's not after Hare Krishna. It's not after nobody. But the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Because he changed. And he's ready to change your story and my story. Sometimes you are in, things are so hard. Hard. What is hard with you? What is impossible with man? Nothing shall be impossible with God. Though weeping may endure for night, but joy comes in the morning. Is somebody hearing me? The Lord will turn your tests into his testimony. Hallelujah, somebody. Are you going through a test? You have to go to court for this and for that, for an offense you didn't even commit. You turn your story around from a test to his testimony. Praise ye the Lord. From misery, the misery you had, you turn into a ministry. Through the hardship you go through, you are now able to empathize and touch others. And it gives you a ministry through the challenges you've been through. Can somebody say amen? Can somebody say amen? It turns your sadness into gladness. Hallelujah. Your mourning becomes a new morning. Amen? Your morning, M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G, becomes a new morning to you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Everything that was annoying you, that was causing your head to bow low, the annoyance become an anointing in your life in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You say, wipe all tear from their eyes. Say, I behold, I make all things new. And their righteousness shall be of me. All the unrighteousness, you become righteous because of the blood of Jesus Christ. Praise ye the Lord. Who can point a finger against God's elect? Nobody. Oh, he did this. Oh, she did that. And she did that. Oh, yeah. That's a woman called out the well. They say she was caught in the very act. Oh, will let stone her. The Lord said, why? Let the man who has not committed any sin throw the first stone. And they all walked away silently. Because it is the Lord that died. Amen. Not man. No pastor died for you. No prophet, no teacher. But the Lord himself paid the ultimate price. That you may become the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Let's go on. When the first institution of Passover in Exodus chapter 12, we read, they were to take this lamb into their homes. They are to examine it. In fact, when the ordinances in Judaism, when their sacrifices, before they took the lamb and killed it and all that stuff, they had to so much examine. They had to take it even to the priest to check it out. Make sure it's spotless. Spotless. Can somebody say spotless? Spotless lamb. What happened to your king and my king? What happened to the Lamb of God between the last 5 days before he went to the cross? You know what happened? He was being examined. Do you know that? He was being examined and cross-examined. Read it everywhere through the Gospels. For brevity of time, Matthew chapter 6 and 27, Mark chapter 14 and 15, Luke chapter 22 and 23, and John chapter 18 and 19. All those scriptures in the gospel talks about the cross-examination of the Lamb of God that took away the sins of the world. Just like it was done then, was brought in. And it became part of their family, and they start checking and make sure, oh, the hair is not patched off here, maybe some hair. They got to make sure it's perfect. And Jesus, being cross-examined, given the same standards between the priests, the high priest, amen? Not only that, he went beyond that. Even, what's his name? Pontius Pilate, cross-examine him. Amen? All of them, they cross-examine him. And in the final analysis, fulfilled what the requirement of God was. As in Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse 1. He said this, Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse 1. I wrote here, the sacrifices, the lamb, had to be examined by the priests to make sure that they were perfect. Otherwise, it would be an abomination by God. Deuteronomy chapter 17. Therefore, Jesus, as the antitype of the Passover lamb, had to be examined by the priests before he was killed. Jesus was not only examined by the priests and the high priest, but also by Herod and Pilate. And at the end of it, you know what was declared? Please turn it over. John chapter 18, verse 38. Could you pull that up? John chapter 18, verse 38. So that you could read what they say. So Pilate said unto him, and when all these things were done, what did he say? I find in him no fault at all. Praise the Lord. When he was cross-examined, there was no fault at all in this lamb. Praise the Lord. He fulfilled the requirements of the law, and therefore he was qualified to go to the cross for you and for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just like the lamb in the book of Exodus. What manner of love is this that the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God? I said, doth not yet appear what we shall be, but when we see him, we shall be like him. Amen. So we keep pressing on, because our brother, the first begotten, the first among many brethren, the first lamb, male, took our place and took your place. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Man's calendar changed, and your story changes because of the Christ. In Corinthians, I think 1 Corinthians 5, 7. He said, 1 Corinthians 5, 7. He says, Jesus, our Passover. Amen? Jesus, our Passover. When I see the blood, I will pass over. He will pass over your shortcomings. You know what? Do you know? Say to me yes or no. If Judas had gone to Christ like Peter did, say, Lord, I'm sorry. Lord, I'm sorry. What do you think would have happened? Huh? He would have been forgiven. But he thought he could meet the requirements by committing a suicide, giving his body, giving to satisfy. It wasn't possible. He says, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. So that as the eyes could see, when we all stand before the King of Kings, redeemed, redeemed, all in white robes, because of the price of Jesus that he paid. You know, I don't know if you're here today. When I was preparing this, I had a totally different message, and the Lord led me in this direction. A song went through my heart. And here's the song. I'll interpret it to us in English. Because the Lamb, the Lord, made a way where there's no way. And he will make a way for you where there's no way. Where the impossible, according to man's standard, where they say it's impossible, the impossible becomes possible when Jesus steps on the scene. The song, it tells the story of the children of Israel caught between a rock and a hard place. Pharaoh behind, trying to finish him, and the water of the sea, Red Sea, ready to drown. Okuniwaju faraolei okunpia fomolo ranti mose leti okunpupa okuniwaju faraolei Okun peya for more Lord. The song says, remember Moses before the Red Sea. Pharaoh was behind, trying to finish them, and behold, Moses. But the Lord made a way that the Red Sea split open wide. Heaved on his side and heaved on his, and the ransom redeemed of the Lord went through. In the name of Jesus, your story will turn around. I said your story will turn around. You know, sometimes people look and say, it's finished with this person. Look at what she did and look at what she didn't do. Look at what they did and what they didn't do. But you know what? Everything that the enemy meant for evil, he turns it around for good. You look at the birth of, I could go on and on. But it's such, I'm here to give somebody hope. I'm here to give somebody hope. I remember a situation that my sister or brother were giving testimony. He said, my brother said he came home and he saw his wife laying down crying before the Lord because of the financial situation that they were facing. But you know what? It's a story. Hallelujah! And yours will be a story. It has not come to stay. It has come to pass. I see Michael laughing at me, smiling at me here. Amen. Amen. I don't know if his wife is around, but they have a story to tell. Because the Lord, when the Lord turned around the captivity of Zion, say, we are men. It's like, is this real? Is this real? Is this real? I remember I was facing a situation with immigration years ago.
Yes, if you've never faced immigration situations, you have no idea what it is. But when the Lord turned around the situation, I could literally feel the darkness leave my shoulder. Literally feel it. Amen. And if you are here tonight, this evening, morning, I'm going to pray for you. I said I'm going to pray for you. And we're going to agree together in prayer. If you want this prayer, could you lift your right hand up, please? If there's a situation that is so much, and you are saying, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. I'm going to pass this anointing oil around, and I want you to just take a dab of it and put your right hand on your forehead, and we'll agree together in the name of Jesus. Just take a dab of it, Mama. Anybody else? Anybody else?
Just take a dab of it.
Hallelujah. You know, Jesus is hope to the hopeless. Amen. Help to the helpless. Where your power fails. Thank you. Where your power fails, where your physical energy makes it impossible. Jesus, the same. Yesterday, today, and forevermore. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Whatever the challenges are, whatever the sin is, he said, as far as east is from the west. He wipe away and remember them no more. Praise ye the Lord. He said he will remember them no more. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You see, each time I see my brother here, I get so excited. Because the Lord put the enemy put a death sentence on him. And the Lord turned it around. And he's living. The Lord will turn your story around in the name of Jesus. So can somebody agree with me this morning? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you have not yet accepted the Lord as your Lord and personal Savior, please, I beg of you today, don't leave this place without making it right with him. Without repenting, to a 180 turnaround. Because the word says in Exodus chapter 15, God always has a premise for a promise. Amen. Exodus chapter 15. He says, like he told Joshua, he said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, one, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee which I brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord that healed thee. Praise ye the Lord. But because east, he's forgiven you from the east to the west, this disease cannot be upon you. He even promised, Deuteronomy chapter 28, he will even bless you when you go out, when you come in. Your basket. Let us pray. Your hands up. Those of us that had the oil, your right hand's up. A wave offering to the Lord. Hallelujah. That's what they did as they brought the palms this, and waved it to the Lord. Say, Lord, here's my wave offering. I have no palms in my hand, but I have my heart. I'm waving it up to you, Lord. By reason of the blood, cover me. Cover me, Lord.
Cover me, Lord. Cover my extended family, children and grandchildren. If there's any sickness, in the name of Jesus, we speak healing in the name of Jesus. I want you to lay it on your forehead. See, the head controls, has control over every part of the body. It seems to be the control center. Father, Lord, as your children have obeyed the words that I have spoken, let it come to pass that which you have spoken by your mouth concerning each and every body here this morning. Grant the heart's desire in the name of Jesus. Perfect all that concerns your people. Where there is heartache, Father, in the name of Jesus, because you have said in your word, you have anointed me to preach good news and good tidings, to break up and to tear down, to give liberty to the captive. Father, so let it come to pass by reason of the blood in the name of Jesus. Every sickness in this place, I command in the name of Jesus. Every sickness in this place, you have no habitation among the stones of fire. Go into desert places in the name of Jesus. Let the healing virtue of Jesus come upon your children in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you. We exalt you. We give you glory. We give you honor, dominion, power, and majesty. Let the impossible become possible. Let the waters heap up on the left and on the right, that your children may walk through dry land in the name of Jesus. Father, we worship and we thank you. We give you glory, honor, dominion, power, majesty, because there's none like unto you, Lord. Before you, there's none. After you, there will be none. You are the first, you are the last, and you are everything in between. So perfect in your beauty, your children. Put a smile on their faces in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for answering these prayers. All glory belongs to you. All glory belongs to you, oh Lord. Hey, all glory belongs to you. All glory belongs to you, oh Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Can you give Jesus a clap offering? Can you give him a shout? Can you give him a shout and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Ah, those who are praying for spouses, ah, let the bone of the bones, let the magnetic spirit of the Holy Ghost begin to magnetize those bones where they are. Whether they're in the north, in the south, in the east, in the west. Like the magnet. Iron filings. Let them begin to migrate to one another in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Those of our children that are of marriageable ages. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that the bones begin to talk to one another. In the name of Jesus. That our joy may be full. That our houses may be full. That our quivers may be full. In the name of Jesus. We speak against you, cancer. I speak against you, cancer, that seem to want to have a place among the people of God. I command in the name of Jesus that you begin to die from your roots.
Wherever you are trying to build, you begin to die from your roots, according to my word, in the name of Jesus. Let the sun not shine upon you. Let the dew of heaven not alight upon you, in the name of Jesus. Let darkness fall upon you, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, Lord. In Jesus, mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah.